high short kick that is going to come up and bounce at the 20. Rutgers has a chance to recover it, and they do! What a play by the Scarlet Knights!
Get it to Harper with three, with two, with one. Harper for the win! Got it!
10 and 10 at the 21. Wimsett hands it off. It's Manunga getting to the corner left. 20, 15, catching to 10. Manunga down near the goal line. He is in! Touchdown, Rutgers!
Now with six. Baker making his move with five. Step back three for the lead. Oh. Yeah! With 1.1 to go.
Can Rutgers basketball make a run at the Big Ten tournament starting Wednesday night in Minneapolis, 6:30? Game is on Peacock, streaming there. And they are the 13th seed playing Maryland, a team they have split with this season. Both teams winning as the road opponent. And they last played roughly 3 weeks ago. Rutgers had its worst offensive performance of the season from an efficiency standpoint and scored just 46 points. Really struggled in that game, lost by 17 at home after beating Maryland by 3 points on the road in February during its four-game win streak. Both of these games, coincidentally, have totaled 109 points. I'm not a betting man anymore, but if you are, maybe look at that over-under. Not endorsing anything at all, just saying. Tidbit there. But, you know, it's clear that for Rutgers to make any semblance of a run, they have to play a lot better on both ends of the floor, but they really have to play together as a team. Conventional wisdom would say they probably don't have a run in them based on losing six out of his last seven. Me being an optimist, I believe it's possible. Ken Pom has Maryland projected to win by 4 points, gives Rutgers a 38% chance to win. I think for Rutgers, there's several things that have to happen in this game, but I really think the first 5 to 10 minutes, this, for a lack of better description, this team has been volatile in the sense of when things snowball in a negative, it's really hard for them to recover. And we've seen them, you know, we've seen a lot of their blowout losses this season. They've made it a game midway through the second half. They pull it close. And then they just kind of, you know, they allow a kill shot, which is a 10+0 run, and they just never recover. And I think, obviously, their mentality in this game this week in Minneapolis, if they are going to make a run in the Big Ten tournament, you know, it has to be right. You know, they have to be connected on defense. They've really struggled defensively the last 3 weeks. Watt Mag's absence obviously has something to do with that, but you know, just in terms of their losses, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and then Ohio State, you know, they went long stretches where they broke down defensively. The intensity wasn't there, the communication wasn't there. They weren't, you know, closing off driving lanes. They weren't playing Rutgers defense. And while they haven't had, you know, a complete abysmal defensive performance, they've had far too many stretches where they're just not playing at a high level defensively. And that's been tough to watch. As hard as it's been to see this team offensively and miss so many shots, you know, and I think a big part of why they've struggled defensively is they've let their offense impact their defense in a negative way. They get frustrated. You know, just too many droughts, you know, missing 7, 8, 9 shots in a row. I get it. It wears on you mentally, but I think that, you know, can this team be the tougher team on the court, regardless of who they play? And, you know, if you want to look at it from an optimistic view, I don't think Rutgers could have gotten a better draw in the Big Ten tournament. I mean, I think the four teams that they match up with the worst that I would not have felt good about playing is obviously Purdue, Illinois, but also Michigan State and Iowa. I think Rutgers does not match up well against those teams. And in the bracket they're in, they obviously play Maryland on Wednesday. If they win that game, they'll play Wisconsin on Thursday. And if they win that game, they'll play Northwestern on Friday. All teams they've beaten. So teams they've, you know, they lost to, obviously, Wisconsin and Maryland the second time around. But it's about as manageable as you're going to get in a high major tournament in the Big Ten in terms of where Rutgers being the 13th seed. You know, they have a chance here. They have a chance. The question is, you know, how invested is this team mentally to make a run? Can they dig deep? Can they have patience offensively? Can they show discipline? You know, Maryland did a really good job of taking away the high ball screen with Jeremiah Williams and Cliff in the last game. It's probably not fair, but I really think it's obviously not 100% true in terms of one person, but I think Cliff Amore's presence in this game is going to be so pivotal to the outcome. You know, we've seen him on a few occasions this year when he plays with an edge, where he's got an extra hop to his step, when he's aggressive in a good way offensively, you know, fighting for position down low, getting good position, when he's crisp with his moves and his footwork, he's able to get out in space a little bit. When he's playing with an edge, Rutgers elevates their play. And when he's been frustrated at times, when he's been, you know, negated a little bit, limited by foul trouble, when he's not rebounding at a high level, when he's not defending to the capability I think he can be, and part of that has been the absence of Mag, right? I think together, right, they're an elite 4 or 5 on the defensive end. But, you know, he's let his frustration show some this season. And I think, which Cliff are we going to get on Wednesday? If he comes out motivated, I think, you know, I think he was genuine in his remorse on Sunday for how poorly that game went and that was his last game at the rack. I think, you know, he said he hasn't made a decision, but he's also said things like, you know, it's my last game. So, you know, and there's certain, you know, things being said out there. And I said yesterday in Monday's, was it Monday? Yeah, Monday's podcast, you know, I think he's more likely to leave. So this is, you know, could very well be his last run. And I just want to see him go out swinging. You know, not literally, because we need him on the court. But I really think if he can bring some energy and some urgency and some aggression and play with some edge, you know, really attack the glass, demand the ball down low, fighting for position, can be the rim defender we all know that he is at his best, I think that really bodes well for Rutgers. And there's a very good chance that Julian Reese will not play in this game. He missed the last game. He reported ankle injury, you know, which obviously could keep him out of this game. And even if he does play, he might not be 100%. But, you know, Cliff has an opportunity here. Reese played really well both games. You know, and he definitely got the better of Cliff in the second meeting. This could be a big opportunity for Cliff to exert his will and to lead Rutgers to win. And you need some other things to happen, right? You got to hit some shots. Rutgers has been abysmal from three-point range against Maryland this year. They're 5 of 24. And you got to hit some shots. You know, who's going to be the X factor for this team? Is Gavin Griffiths able to kind of put it all together from what he's shown, some flashes, shown improvements? You know, and can he provide some consistent scoring, some consistent outside scoring, and knock down some threes? You know, does anybody else have anything left from deep? You know, can Noah hit a couple? You know, Andre Hayes really struggled from three lately. Oscar Palmquist. I mean, they need some type of three-point production. Points are going to be a premium in this game against Maryland. It's going to be a rock fight. You know, every basket is going to be amplified. Easy, you know, getting some easy baskets in this game is going to be paramount. Rutgers has really struggled at that. You know, can they get out in transition? It was the Maryland game last time. It seemed like they were intentionally trying not to. I think we saw that backfire. I mean, I think Rutgers is as much as the talk of, you know, speeding things up and maybe it didn't work as times. You know, when they actually do get out in transition, I mean, they should finish more than they do. But they are effective in transition. So I think, you know, dominating the glass, especially if Reese is not 100% or plays, Cliff's got to dominate on the boards. He has to. You know, if he can give him a 10 to 15 rebound game, I think that'll give him a double-double. I think he'll have enough chances inside to score. He's been better from the free throw line of late. You know, I think, what is this team playing for? You know, you have some guys that are definitely playing their last game. Noah Fernandes, Andre Hyatt, Austin Williams. Could be their last collegiate game. You know, those emotions, but that type of urgency. And then everybody else, you know, playing for pride, playing for this program, playing for next year. You know, and even if it's if certain guys have intentions, I mean, they're playing for themselves, right? And I don't mean that like they're going to be completely selfish. I mean, you want to end on a positive note, right? If Rutgers makes a little bit of a run here, it's good for everybody. And have some positive, you know, vibes going in and just, you know, if anybody plays a good game, you know, that's obviously helps them. So we'll see. And then, you know, tournament runs happen and you get a little momentum and you never know. And I just think for this team, I really think the first 5 to 10 minutes of this game is so crucial. Rutgers has fallen behind so quickly in so many Big Ten games, double digit deficits in the first half. It's just not sustainable for winning basketball. And, you know, we've seen the 11-14 games before. Rutgers has been in before. I mean, usually one team comes out and asserts their will from the outstretch. One team wants to be there, one doesn't. And that can be the difference. And Rutgers, I think, can definitely be that team. I haven't given up on this team yet. Certainly been extremely frustrated. Can't imagine they're happy with how the regular season has finished, losing 6 of 7. And this is a team that is not going to blow you away offensively. So if Rutgers is going to just have some competency on offense, share the basketball, you know, really make Maryland work. If Reese is not in, if he's out of the game or he's not 100%, you got to attack it. You know, can they get to the rim off the bounce? Can they get Cliff in good position to take high percentage shots at the rim? But Rutgers has to play with some purpose in this game. And they've lost that in certain games. You know, the Wisconsin game was particularly frustrating. That was the most heated I've been all season because they outplayed the Badgers. You know, they've outplayed the Badgers more than the Badgers have outplayed them this season. So if you get a chance, right, if you go into Thursday after a win over Maryland, you know, yeah, it's short rest. You play, you know, like 20 hours later. But they're going to have a puncher's chance in that game. And stranger things have happened. You know, they certainly could catch a little bit of a heater here. They're going to need someone to get hot shooting. And who knows? I mean, they're obviously due, right? But, you know, you gotta score at the rim. You got to hit your free throws, which have been better on the road or away from Piscataway. This is obviously a neutral court in Minneapolis. And they just have to play smart, you know, and play together. I think the energy of the bench, how much these guys are talking to each other during stoppages of play, are they huddling up and, you know, really, you know, into the game with each other? That's going to be important. Their help side D, their help side D has to be better. Mawat Mag is a specialty. You know, without him, you really need better communication. And Jameer Young's a problem. You know, Jermichael Davis has done a fairly good job on him. Derek Simpson's played him at times. Rutgers needs to force some turnovers, but they also need to limit Maryland to one-shot possessions. And Jameer Young has struggled against Rutgers this year. He's certainly a guy that they can't, you know, like go off for 30, 35 because that could be a major difference in the game. Rutgers isn't going to have somebody that's going to do that. So I'm optimistic. I'm also realistic. I think, you know, if Rutgers loses by 20 or they end up winning and make a run here and beat Wisconsin, I mean, nothing would surprise me. I just hope we have something to cheer about before the season's over. It's been a rough few weeks. It's been a rough two Februarys now into Marches. And, you know, it's a likable team. It's not a good team. It's not a good offensive team. It's been a disappointing defensive team of late. And, you know, what do they have left? Can they get off the mat and show some fight here in Minneapolis this week and, you know, generate some positive basketball play against the teams that they've already beaten? teams they've lost to also, but teams that are certainly beatable. And again, I think Cliff's energy, his urgency out there on the court, his edge is going to be so important to not only just Maryland, but Rutgers making a run in general. And, you know, we saw it with Corey Sanders all those years ago. And I think it is sadly Cliff's last ride. And, he cares. And I think you're going to see a good effort from him. And I think this team is going to, you know, certainly fight and play hard. It's going to be shot making. It's going to be execution. It's going to be limiting mistakes. They certainly have to limit their turnovers. And hopefully I'm back on Wednesday night for the rapid reaction and a good mood and with some positive news. And we can all live to fight another day in this season. I know some people just want the season to be over. Talk some scuttlebutt, some off-season moves. Talked about some yesterday. Have plenty to cover there. And I am excited about it because this is going to be a transformative offseason for the program. But there's still more basketball to be played. And I honestly don't think this team's done yet. Again, I won't be shocked if they play poorly. But I really think you're going to see a good performance on Wednesday. And they're going to beat Maryland. Not going to make a score prediction. Score predictions are silly because it's impossible. I'd rather talk about analysis, comparisons, you know, what these teams do well versus don't do well. And that to me is the key in terms of what to look for in this game. And in terms of Maryland, you know, they're one of the worst offensive teams as well. In terms of the offensive rebounding, they're doing really well. Rutgers and Maryland are pretty good on the offensive glass. And, you know, Maryland's better about limiting. But again, if Reese doesn't play or Reese is hurt, that could be the big differentiator here. And that just falls right into Cliff's wheelhouse. So we'll see what happens. Thanks for listening once again here at the Scarlet Faithful.